AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. U.S. stock markets are closed for the holiday weekend, but investors are trading in international markets, and they're showing signs of nervousness about this weekend's Greek referendum. European stocks are mixed, but in China, a major stock indicator plunged as government efforts failed to reassure panicky investors. This is the final day of campaigning before the referendum on whether Greece should do more to tighten its belt in exchange for international loans. Our Derek Atopoulos is in Athens.
Government is still strongly backing a no vote, arguing that it would strengthen Greece's position in negotiations with creditors.
Brief clashes have broken out between a group of young people and police in Athens just before the start of the main no rally backed by the government. Thousands of eastern Tennessee residents are heading home today after they were evacuated when a CSX train car carrying hazardous materials derailed and caught fire early Thursday morning. About three dozen people were hospitalized after that derailment. From Seattle to Salt Lake City, the West is baking under record heat. Temperatures reaching triple digits have made fire conditioners extreme and sent folks looking for relief heading into the 4th of July weekend. Washington Governor Jay Inslee is asking people to limit their use of fireworks, but he says he cannot order a statewide ban on the use of fireworks. There were early morning cheers in Hawaii today as the Solar Impulse 2 landed at the end of a 120-hour flight from Japan. It was powered only by solar energy, and only one pilot was on board. Facing a July 7th deadline for reaching an agreement, negotiators are still working in Vienna to try to come to terms on a way to deal with Iran's nuclear program. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency wrapped up meetings in Tehran. He said he had a better understanding on some ways forward, but more work will be needed. This is AP Radio News. There's a big buyout in the healthcare industry.
Word of the Aetna Humana acquisition comes on the heels of another big deal between Centene and HealthNet. Analyst Anna Gupte says it's all about companies adapting to the Affordable Care Act.
Consolidation has been imminent for a while. This industry is ready to become a big three industry.
Insurance analyst Thomas Carroll agrees, saying the big driver of the Aetna Humana deal is the rapidly growing Medicare Advantage business.
These guys are looking to add more scale.
Analysts don't see a big change in either pricing or service to consumers, but say doctors, hospitals, and pharmaceutical companies will face bigger companies with increased bargaining leverage. I'm Tony Winton.
Apparently, some Cuban baseball players don't want to wait for the U.S. and Cuba to finalize plans to normalize relations. The two defected while in the United States for a series of friendly games against U.S. college players. The two left the team in North Carolina before their team left for the Pan Am Games in Toronto. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.